Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. One piece of good news. Do you remember a guy named Andrew McCabe? Andrew McCabe, director of the FBI. He is the one, stood tall, and he conducted, or he was a principal reason for the conducting of the Russia investigation. Remember how that started? One of the ways it started, it was a guy who tipped them off. But in Australia, I think, at one of the CIA stations, then the CIA monitors every conversation that goes into and comes out of every embassy in Washington, D.C. So they're sitting there one day. Suddenly they hear some people talking, and one of them goes, "Boy, that guy really speaks good English." Another one says, "Hey, that sounds like Don Trump Jr." And it was Don Trump Jr. right in the middle of the campaign, conspiring with the Ruskies. That was when they turned over polling data to the Ruskies so that the Ruskies could run fake news on Facebook, on Twitter, and so on. And that was one where in one of the debates, Trump himself on the video, on the camera goes, "Russia, if you're listening, I hope you hack into Hillary's emails." That's a felony, by the way, to have done that. It's like burglary. It's like Watergate going in. No difference in breaking in and stealing emails and going online. That's a cybercrime. He's talking about it on there. So anyway, they start more investigation. Comey takes a dive, goes after Hillary Clinton for her emails, say she's under criminal investigation, doesn't disclose that Trump is too. Obama and Hillary make a mistake, in my view, and don't publicize that themselves. And she loses the election by a very small amount. She wins by 3 million in the popular vote. Well, Trump was very, very angry with McCabe. And so when he gets into office, he fires McCabe, but he waits until McCabe is about 12 hours shy of qualifying for his pension. About 12 hours shy of qualifying for his pension. As a piece of sadism, the truth is, Trump is a sociopath, has no empathy, but he also has sadistic inclinations. And I think he takes pleasure at seeing people suffer. Well, you know, look, McCabe devoted his whole life to the government, and what, he's going to get no pension? And it wasn't graduated like it might be in Wisconsin where, okay, he gets 1 year less or something. He gets no pension whatsoever. He brought suit, and I'm very pleased to say that the Justice Department just had that case dismissed. He gets his full pension, including back pension to when he was fired. And he gets the certificate that somebody gets of appreciation and honor when he retires from the FBI. And he gets, apparently, I didn't know this, when one of these guys retires or women retire, they get a pair of FBI cufflinks. I think that's terrific. FBI cufflinks. So he got the cufflinks. His record is clean. The firing is expunged. Andrew McCabe has been made whole. What I never understood, if I'd been in the Senate or the House, I would have hired him on my staff for as long as he wanted, but a day, a week, a month, till he quit, because you can carry your pension over to different agencies, and that didn't happen. So this way it got resolved in litigation. Very, very happy to see that. Andrew McCabe is a good man, a patriot. Andrew McCabe pursued the Russia investigation because they had Don Trump Jr. on tape. They had Eric Trump. I don't know if you saw the old SNL stuff, but Eric Trump was the dumb one, you know. And Eric Trump told a reporter that they got financed by Russia, and he did this 5-6 years ago. He said, because nobody else will lend us money, because something like 5 or 6 of our companies have gone bankrupt. Whenever Trump can't pay his bills, he pulls the trigger. Bankrupt, not personal bankruptcy. And the creditors get left holding the bag. Left holding the bag. So you have one son saying the Russians financed them, the other one on tape conspiring with them. On tape. And then he lied. When he was asked about it by the press, he said, "We're talking about Russian adoptions." So I was very concerned that there aren't enough Russian adoptions. Do you think, wait a minute, you think Don Trump Jr. cares about any kind of adoptions, Russian or otherwise, or kids or anything else? Don Trump Jr. is a very, very dishonest individual. And he lied about what he was saying to the Ruskies, because there's nothing about adoptions on that tape. What it was about the election and how after the election, Trump would go easy on the Ruskies. That's what it went on. That was a treasonous conversation. Trump's conduct was treasonous. This guy has dodged more criminal prosecution bullets than anybody I have seen in history. Anybody I've seen in history. And while we're at it, this is unbelievable, but I saw the transcript. I don't know if you've seen this, but occasionally on the internet now, the false stuff that's misinformation going around, there's a quotation that's attributed to Biden. And here's what it is. The quotation says, take their guns first, then due process afterward. And they say Biden said it. Well, I was deeply suspicious. I looked into it. Biden never did say that. But what I can't believe is what I found, Trump said it. Trump said it while he was president. And here's the context. You have the Parkland shooting in Florida. Remember, the guy goes in and he murders a lot of high school students, his classmates and others, kills them. And there was obviously a huge consternation. And Trump is in a meeting and he's saying, we got to do this and we got to do that. And then somebody says, but you can't just take his gun because he's got this guy had guns at home. There has to be a process. And Trump said, take his guns first, then do process afterwards. Now, in that context, what they're saying is an emergency seizure of a murderer's guns. I agree with that 100%. But the Republicans simply take that. Trump said it. Trump said it. And they say Biden said it. When you see something on the internet that's hostile to Biden, favorable to Trump, there's a very, very high chance that it's disinformation. Look into it a little deeper. And while we're at it, I want to say something. People talk about gun control. In authoritarian cultures, there are no guns. There are no guns in Russia, China, North Korea, jihadist countries, no guns. Why is the NRA in bed with Putin? Why do they go over there in a country that has no guns? Because authoritarians ultimately do not want the people to have guns. Medieval kings wouldn't let the so-called peasants have swords. If you showed up with a sword at the marketplace and you were a peasant, they'd kill you. One of the reasons the Second Amendment is in there, because this is originally a liberal concept. George Washington said every man, and he meant nowadays every woman, has a right to bear arms. That was a huge liberal innovation over the Middle Ages. Authoritarian cultures now draw that back. Trump in a heartbeat, if he ever got control of this country and stayed in, there wouldn't be any guns. There's no guns under Putin. Now, there have to be some common sense things here. You can't have submachine guns, automatic weapons. You shouldn't have semi-automatics, AR-15s, AK-47s, bazookas, hydrogen bombs. You shouldn't have chemical weapons, biological weapons. But the only place you have guns is in a democratic society, and the Republicans and Putin are fighting that. Coming to the end of the show, great call-ins, great topics, lots of stuff to talk about. Have a great weekend. You have great programming coming up. You have Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Devil's Advocate. You have my friend Earl Ingram. Great show, Earl Ingram. You're going to have Domin. You have Luke and Brian. Luke has a great show, 2 p.m. Luke and Brian. These two guys, they're young and they're full of the old Nick. These guys really know, and they're smart as hell, and they really know the issues. Great evening program. Great weekend program with Pizza Box Mike. Matt Flynn Direct, back Monday, same time, same place. I'm signing off for today.